Guess what, Sheridan? It's time for another news update from yours truly, The Face. The Sheridan Bruins have won the OCAA championship with a tight 76-74 win over George Brown. Tied with 10 seconds left, Bruins forward Brian Osua put up a jumper that missed, but was instantly dished the ball back and managed to put away a bucket with 0.1 seconds left. Talk about coming up clutch. Fast food fans rejoice. McDonald's has officially announced they will start delivering in the near future. So now while you feel guilty about eating fast food, you can feel guilty about not stepping a foot outside your house to get it. A Halton woman says Air Canada staff failed to contact authorities after she was sexually assaulted on a flight from Florida to Toronto last Tuesday. The woman says a few minutes after takeoff, she was sexually assaulted by a man. Spokesperson Peter Fitzpatrick disputes part of her story, saying that she said she was uncomfortable, but she never mentioned a sexual assault. RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson has announced he is retiring this June after more than 39 years in policing. Passing the responsibility to a new commissioner, Paulson will be stepping down June 30th to focus on his family after 32 years with the RCMP and 5 years as commissioner. We're going to head over to entertainment extraordinaire Jessica Palumbo with an exclusive look regarding Beauty and the Beast star Emma Watson. Jess?
Emma Watson recently did a Vanity Fair shoot that received a lot of backlash. She posed topless for Vanity Fair, and a lot of people saying this goes against feminism. So I asked a couple of Sheridan students what they think.
I don't think it really relates to feminism. It really just comes down to her being able to do whatever she wants with her body.
I think feminism is the exact opposite. I think being a feminist is being able to do what you want, and if that liberates you and empowers you, then you should go ahead and do it. If she wants to pose topless, then she should go for it and not listen to the critics.
I think that, I guess it's up to her, really, but for the feminism thing, it's her body. She wants to show it off. She's allowed to. I don't see why she wouldn't want to. But, the whole controversy just seems weird because the whole movie is about a woman having relationships with a dude that looks like a buffalo, and everyone's freaking out over the fact that she showed some side boob on a magazine that's known for women dressing very scandalous, I guess you could say.
Well, wasn't that something, eh, Sheridan? Personally, I don't see a problem with it, and, well, according to our own student body, Emma can do whatever she likes with her body. Well, let's take a look outside. We're sitting at a chilly 4 degrees, and it's cloudy. Tomorrow we're warming up to 11, but with a 90% chance of showers. Also, keep in mind, everybody, we're getting freezing rain tonight, so drive safe. For real, buckle up and arrive alive. Anyways, come back at 3 p.m. for your next news update. You've been listening to The Face.